All right, John. Number 47 car looked really, really good today. It looked really good until you got some contact with the 18 Schartner. What's your take on that?
A little bit of
without seeing the video, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a little bit of impatience there on Andrew's part. Yeah, he admitted to it, but you know, not much you can do about it. He's going for the win. I was going for the win. All he had to do was show me a nose first to let me know he was there, instead of trying to bonds on me into the corner. Luckily, it didn't wad up my car. Didn't take me out completely to the wall. I was able to regain and you know keep it in the top 10. So, guess I can't be too upset about it. But it did cost me my first win out there.
You had a good rookie year. You won your rookie won the rookie of the year. And last year, you wanted to get that win. You were so close. It was getting really, really frustrating. Then what happens in the first week of your third year? Do you think it's going to make you appreciate the win more?
Oh,
losing him like this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tonight would have been great. Just, you know, we've been struggling with the car this last couple weeks. You know, we were struggling with it tonight. The car just wasn't fast, you know, early on in the night. You know, we've been playing with different body designs, a few different things in the suspension and trying to get it figured out. And, you know, we've been racking our heads trying to get this car straightened out, and we hit it just right all of a sudden. Come time trials, the car got, you know, gained some speed. We were doing all right. Got better for the heat, and, you know, feature time came, and the car just it felt real good. Thought we had a shot at it, but, you know, apparently this wasn't my night.
All right. New tires, obviously adding a lot of speed to everybody. Do you think with the more lateral motion you're allowed now, it's going to allow you to have, obviously, the added speed, it's going to add to anybody's benefit in particular?
Apparently Jax. he was cooking out there pretty good, running an 18.5 something. Apparently that benefited him pretty well.
Is it going to make you change your style at all?
A little bit. I mean, you got to. The way the tires are a bit softer, you got to run it in a little bit differently. You know, they definitely bite more, but, you know, it's a matter of hanging on to these tires, saving them, because they tend to go away a little bit if you run them too hard. You know, they get a little heat in them and get a little greasy, but, you know, we're all learning, we're all getting there, but, you know, so far they're working out pretty good.
All right, overall, are you satisfied with how the car ran tonight prior to losing the lead there?
Prior to that, you know, it was a little off. It was a little tight in the center, but, you know, for everything we've been going through with this car the last couple of weeks, I'm real happy with the guys, real happy with the way things turned out. You know, could have been better. You know, it would have been nice to get a pitcher down to victory lane with it, but, you know, like Russ says, it is what it is.
All right, and finally, who's going to help you through the season?
I've got my sponsors. I got my crew guys here, my brother, Bob, Eric, and Eric. You know, all these guys are great. You know, my sponsors, Woodchuck Saloon, Mark's Pizzeria, Swiggle Auto, Canales Insurance, you know, all these people are there, you know, helping out, doing everything they can to get it going.